always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? It's the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are here at Yada the King Radio, man. And if you don't know what Yada the means, I had to share with some people this weekend. Yada is a Hebrew word that means praise with your hands up, standing up with power. Not no weak praise, man. We do not bring weak praise. We bring that rugged, that tough, that strong praise, because that's what it takes to love God, man. It's going to take a strong person. So that's really what it's all about. Yada the King. You can even Google Yada. It'll say the same thing, man. I mean, it's a real word. Y-A-D-A-H is a Hebrew word for praise. There's a whole bunch of other praise words, man. Matter of fact, do you know some praise words? If you know some other praise words, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I just want to hear from y'all, man. Give me some other words that mean praise. And I might even throw it in a song or something. I don't know, man, but we'll see what's good. We got Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. They're going to join us, man. And they were actually just in our backyard, actually in our crib. We had a lot of time fellowshipping with them. They came out here for the family business tour. And when they say the family business tour, they really mean their family. You know what I'm saying? The whole fam came through. They drove in a van for 4 months, man. And just to do the will of God, as they've been called. They got the Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. They rap and sing. Their two twin sons, Shem and Seth, they rap. And then the oldest son, Garrett, he does the producing and the DJing with an iPad. I seen this joint, I was like, oh my gosh, I need an iPad. I kind of got a little excited right there, but I do need an iPad, you dig? But then their daughter, Grace, she's like, you know what I'm saying, she's going to be doing music pretty soon. But she was making sure everything was professional, you know what I'm saying, especially the table. Like, if you set something up on their table and it wasn't right, she was like, yo, let's get it right, yo. So that's really what's up. We had a good time with them. They chilled with us, man. And the family business tour came through. Did 3 spots in Seattle, man. And shout out to them. But they're going to be on with me in just a second. And we're going to talk about the importance of family, man. I think a lot of ministers miss the mark when it comes to family. And we're going to talk about that. Make sure that, I mean, get your checklist out. We're going to make sure we're doing this thing right. I'm going to go to this song right here, Applejacks, featuring Jacob and Gabron. Jacob Washington and Gabron. The song is beaming, and that's what it is. Let's go.
Fire flame spitter, starlight got me in the nighttime thriller. Luke Skywalker, laser beam with the lightsaber. See past the smoke and defeating all you dark fiends. No Decepticon, purpose by design. Transformer, I'm in my Optimus Prime. I don't need your cosign to get it popping. You PC artist, you don't even have logic. You sanitize my whole style. Purell, allergic to your negativity. Benadryl, ride away crisis, no need for a Hummer. Cyclops eyes, calm in the Scott Summers. Growth when I fail and I'm seeing the imposters. Superstar came in, destroyed the real monster. I do the rock way, heart is leaning. Gotta keep my light shine, laser beaming.
We're shining our light. There's few of us ready.
Against, yo, I call bold. I dribble through the legs, cross over to the hole. I take it to the heart, I let my light shine. It's young Obi-Wan Kenobi. I got my lightsaber for all the Darth Vaders. I specialize in battle studies, call me John Mayer. Ha, it's hard to stay up out the world, man, but focus on the truth or you get caught up in that whirlwind. Swoosh, Nike, victory. Lecrae said rehab, old man history. Try every day to die every day. Don't worry about what the homies on the block say. Said I should get rich, or I should die trying. I told them get thee behind me and stop.
and call me High Beans. The only spot that I would not rock is your dreams.
We're shining our light.
System floodlights replace the towers, not a sonic beam at night. Ground zero, not a found hero. Thoughts of evil surrounding me, sound feeble, right? No sudden destruction, fearing, destroying the works of my enemy. Giving the unction, clearing my throat, quoting the most high, no lyrics. Spiritually discern, ball, mirror me, never see forever, relentless. Keep every sentence encased in your heart, in case abundant life break here. Make clear what the generations witness, yeah. Power and provision here, like how we almost finished when I'm just getting started. Hammer the man still, the navigator danceable. Cast out the hemisphere, heads around, check it out. I X'd out who's been there, the light been off. Big Ben still take it a click until then.
We're shining our light. There's few of us ready. We're ready to fight.
Some are saying that you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not gonna happen. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now
I hate it when I sin. It always keep me losing. Love, God, hate sin. That's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction. Sometimes I even choose it. Grace, I never lose it. That's how I keep on
winning.
Deep to the RAA, Spain. The king of Renee, like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck. My life's in check. You can check. I'm winning. Deep to the RAA, Spain. The king of Renee, like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck. My life's in check. You can check. I'm
winning.
All I do is win. I say that with no auto tune. My life is out of key. Christ breaking out the auto tune. My life is not a game, but he be knowing all my moves. Sin is the coyote, I'm road runner. He gon' always lose. Let me back up, and my master to put the beats on depth. He rescued me. I had a wildlife, he stepped down. Yep, and hugged a tree. Caring like FEMA, protesting like Peter. He got more pull than his name is.
Whoa.
Me and 50 loser like Usher. He did a word trade in place. So I'm winning like Boston or the Lakers. You may hate both of them teams, but them rings you cannot fake them. Pursue me, Winston, capture me, Leon Nelson, take them. Win harder than Madea, acronym producers, bacon. I'm winning, I'm a winner, can't tell me different. So I'm living like I'm about to see the finish line. He finished mine, so I stay on fire. Except no hell, that's no smoke, and that's no weed. So guess what, I take no L.
I hate it when I sin, it always keep me losing. Love, God, hate sin, that's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction, sometimes I even choose it. Grace, I never lose it, that's how I keep on
winning.
Beat to the RAA, Spain, the king of Renee, like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm winning.
Beat
to the RAA, Spain, the king of Renee, like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm
winning.
All I do is win. I say that with no screw and chop. My life gets hit with sin and leave me feeling. Temptations leave me in and take me to a foolish spot. But when I fall, Christ pick me up and he fix me up like beauty shot. You can tell that I'm finna win. I got my eyes on the prize. All I think about is the finish line. Got me running like a Usain Bolt to the rope. And my hope is a crown, hoping to give me mine. Hey, I'm grinning, cause I'm winning. With G-R-A-A, so I repent it. I got an advocate talking when I'm sinning. And I despise and I hate it when I'm in it. Sin only brings me death. It makes me sick, I hate my health. This psychosis got me though. Tell a shrink I hate myself. I swear I hate my flesh. Even though sometimes I choose it. Beat it into submission, I gotta bruise it. My life is selfish ambition, I gotta lose it. So I lose it for the cross. Sanctification required for me to take a loss. The old man is dirty, I gotta take him off. Temptation is flirting, I gotta shake it off. So let the race begin. God is the prize, oh yes, I'm in. Running for my life against S-I-N. Christ, that's my kin, I bet I win.
I hate it when I sin. It always keep me losing. Love, God, hate sin. That's how I can be
winning.
Sin is a distraction, sometimes I even choose it. Grace I never lose it, that's how I keep on
winning.
G to the R-A-A, Spain, the king of Renee like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm winning.
Winning.
G to the R-A-A, Spain, the king of Renee like Spain, Spain. System of the Lord's on deck, my life's in check, you can check, I'm
winning.
Rock Soul Productions presents Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation, featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith, featuring Campino, Willie Will, Oracle, Chase, and Fulfiller. Check out the single, The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits, and allow Christ
to life totally cool. Available at iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, Zoom,
and GenuineLife.com.
Serving the fight of faith. This album will fuel you to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta keep my friends.
Yada Da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on YadaDaKing Radio.
I always gotta keep my friends.
Yo, it's good. This your boy K-Drama, and you checking out Yada Da King Radio. Don't touch that dial, homie.
That track right there is Brother Tone featuring Chad Jones, Winning. And I'm joined by a winning team right now, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. Now, they go by that name because that's their real names, you know what I'm saying? So, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor, we just had the privilege to get it in with you guys as you guys did a family business tour. But I want you to share your testimony with the people, man, so they can hear your guys' hearts, man.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. I was born and raised there in '86. I wanted to pursue a music career, and so this was a secular venture that I was going on. So my mom scraped up some money and got me a one-way ticket to come out to L.A. to stay with some friends and family for a short time while I was trying to get my grind on in the music realm. And I had a measure of success. 1988, I signed with Egyptian Empire Records. The artists that won those labels at the time were Egyptian Lover, Rod Neal, and Joe Cooley, and what have you. And, I came out with a single called Armed and Dangerous under a group called His Majesty. And, I had a measure of success in doing that, but it wasn't, I was still striving for more. And in 93, the same year I got saved, early in 93, I got signed to a label called Scotty Brothers, and they had rock bands like Striper and Weird Al Yankovic, and never had any hip hop, but we went ahead and took a risk and signed with them. My stage name at that time was Shakespeare, and we put out a single called Preacher's Daughter, and it was my opportunity to kind of beat up the church. I had all this this kind of rage even against the church for I don't really even know why. I mean, I grew up surrounded by Christian people, my grandmother in particular. But for some reason, I got caught up in the world out here, and that's what was coming out of my heart, just the vengeance towards, anything that I thought was trying to control me or what have you, or control other people. And it was Christianity that I kind of lashed out at. And he did a video and all that, and back in them days, all that was what you were attaining to do. But What I didn't know is that later on that year, the Lord was going to be knocking on the door of my heart. And he did that through my mom, who got saved some years prior to all this era that I'm talking about. And she called me on the phone one day and said, you know, you need to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And it was just at the right time in my life. And we had just kind of gotten off into this record deal with Scotty Brothers. But I knew that I needed this change. And so I accepted the Lord as my Savior through my mom. And me and my wife, who at the time, she was my fiance, she was over in Indonesia visiting her parents. And when she called after I got saved, I said, you will never believe what I just did. And she was like, what? And I said, I just became a born-again Christian. I flew over there, and then we flew back to the States, and I'll let her pick it up from there.
I only want to go back as far as you did. Okay, so let's see. You know, the kid was real shy, and one day this voice teacher came to our school demonstrating voice lessons, went home, begged my dad for some voice lessons, started taking some private singing lessons. It kind of helped me break out of my shell, and
yeah.
I auditioned for this song and dance company that I was in for many years. It was an elite song and dance company. Only people, the two best singers of every choir around the States could be in it, and that's kind of where I got my music start at. I met Derek. Not too romantic, just at a club. He just strutted up to me at this teenager club. We've known each other since we were like 16, 18 years old.
Wow.
And I always crack up. People see us now and they think, did y'all fast and pray for each other? I'm like, no. His brother strutted up to me at some club. Hey, baby, he's looking rather extravagant. So he had a smooth line. I knew he wasn't from LA when he said the word extravagant.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I met him, and to make a long story short, we, you know, were hanging out together and just not living for the Lord at that time. He was a Gopher Brook musician, kind of just living hard out in the streets, and I was kind of, you know, in the suburbs in my safe little home, kind of sneaking in food from our little pantry and stuff like that, him and his band. And, he was real, I was good friends with a real popular Candy Mixmaster at the time, Arabian Night. And then, let's see, I'm bringing up to speed. Okay, so then we got saved because we had our first son when I was 19. We weren't married yet, and we were trying to make things happen in our own strength. It wasn't going to happen. And I started praying that God would take him out of my life, Derek, because I wanted to get right with God.
Yeah.
But God answered that prayer in a different way, where he, instead of him taking him out of my life, he made him a man of God I'd want to be with. And yes, I flew all the way out to Indonesia to visit my parents, who were working there at the time. My father was an engineer, so he sometimes would go abroad for jobs. And while I was in Indonesia, Derek called me and he said he had met the Lord. He said, I met somebody. And I was like, who'd you meet? Like, you thought I was talking about a girl. And, you know, I had been wanting to get right with God for a while.
Yeah.
I knew I wasn't where I needed to be. I had a lot that I needed to repent of, and came back to the States, got saved. We just eloped. And we were in a New Believers Bible study when a pastor asked us if we would do a song together at our little graduation. He knew we both had musical backgrounds, but he didn't know at the time that we did not do music together. In fact, we thought that was real funny when he asked us to, because I grew up in the theater and I was classically trained, and Derek was hardcore hip hop, and two very different backgrounds in music. I mean, it could not have been any different,
right?
More different than that. And honestly, we sang a song that night just to be polite. But from that night, we got asked to sing at various different teen challenges, and from those spots, we got asked to sing at other places. It was, you know, 3 shows here, 10 shows there, and then it sort of got birthed that way. And we've been doing it ever since. That's when you know it's the Lord, and you didn't set out to do anything, but you know, you just kind of pushed something, and that's just how it began.
Tight, man. So y'all heard Mr. and Mrs. Taylor's testimony. We're going to be back right after this song, but we're going to go to a song from you guys called Freedom. Now, let's talk about this song. You know what I'm saying? What were you guys thinking when you put this joint together?
Well, really the song is about, you know, really the freedom that we actually do have in Christ. You know, it's like, you know, not, you know, you can be saved, or you can be, You can have weaponry accessible to you that you don't really know you have.
Mm.
And a lot of Christians, we've noticed, you know, they walk around in bondage, not knowing that the God that they say that they believe in has also given them the power to overcome the things that so easily want to hold us down.
Yeah.
And so the freedom that we're talking about is, look, you know, let's take advantage of what God offers. Let's take advantage of this freedom, this power that we have through Christ to overcome the temptations that beckon our attention, that want our attention, that beg for our attention. And, you know, we were freed up from all kind of stuff, and so it's like we want to get on the rooftop and say, look, you know, we can do it through Christ, you know, who strengthens me. You know, the Bible says what? We can do all things through Christ. And so that's the kind of freedom we're talking about.
Tight,
real
man.
Freedom.
So let's get into it. Like they just said, real freedom on Yada the King Radio. Mrs. and Mrs. Taylor. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor.
Mr.
on Yada the King. Let's go.
Yeah, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Don't stop, y'all. Come on. When the people of God are up in the house. Who needs some freedom, y'all? We got some liberation theology here. If you need it, come get it. Yeah, I need freedom from religion, freedom from politicians, freedom from the shackles of sin that keep me itching, freedom to go hard for Christ without flinching, freedom from ghetto thinking that keep me poverty stricken, freedom from fried chicken even though it's finger licking, gotta stay out the kitchen before hard dollars get ya, freedom to raise my hand doing worship at church instead of being the one that blended in at church, freedom from relationships that ain't good for me, and the strength not to retaliate when they lie on me, freedom from religion with no joy and forgiveness, people saying they Christians with no love in their spirit, freedom from being bound by the world's limitations and not heeding God's word to get off the plantation, freedom from the mind game that say I'm not worthy when the truth is that I'm not, yet they still pay for me. Come on, y'all.
But I was really bound up. I used to be the one people wanna hang with. Popular in school, but not on the teacher's A list. Thought that I was cool. But what I didn't know is I was chained to my sin like a woman on death row. I didn't know. But now I know. And then he came, knocking on my jail door. Said he had the key to life and all that I've been thirsting for.
And if I just taste it,
I would never thirst again. In my time of trouble, he would be there if I need him.
And now
what real freedom is, despite all my imperfections, I'm a new creation. All things have passed away, all things have become new.
Freedom at the cross is where you meet him. Ever since the sin in Eden, it was him that we were needing. But instead, it was flesh that we were feeding. Now the cares of this world got us stuck screaming, freedom! Only the Holy Spirit can give us the dunamis. The best the Ten Commandments can do is to tutor us. We need Jesus, not some counterfeited copycat. A God made by man's hands is just a statue and nothing else. Still, he gave his best when he could have cleaned the slate and said, I'm done with this mess. He's not like the rest. The folly of man and his imagination is godless. His trinkets are powerless. They like paper over flames. Next to God, they topple over like Weeble Wobbles. Like a slave that's been humbled after trying to get away from his master. We gotta want freedom enough to run after him, y'all.
beats on the track.
Man, we ain't focused on the poor, we just kicking it. Worry about our image and our space up on the internet. Man, we ain't focused on the poor, we just kicking it. Worry about our image and our space up on the internet. Man, we ain't focused on the poor, we just kicking it.
Hey. Got that vision blur, you know what I mean? Issue that 2020. Let go. Let go, let go, let go, let go.
The world thinks we look good, but I beg to differ. Yeah. The camera was out of focus. Go and take another picture. See, we want a Twitter.
What?
You should reconsider that the importance of saving souls is a little bigger.
Yeah.
If we were focused on the war, we would stay put. But instead, we'd rather check our status up on Facebook. Plus, I'm MySpace. People will die and spend eternity in hell if they don't receive God's grace. This ain't poker, but man, that's some high stakes. I'm giving you spiritual meat. This a hot steak.
Yeah.
It's kinda hard to feed ya.
Okay.
We should be doing missions,
huh?
Not chilling on the beach sipping margaritas. Now you can take it or act like you ain't hear it. Regardless of what you say, we should be walking in the spirit.
Yes.
Instead of worrying about ourselves, we should be witnessing.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't focused on no more. Nah, we just kicking it.
We be focused on the internet instead of maturing. We be worried about our gigs, worried about a tour bus. But will we really rap a guy without a tour bus? Without a video, without a hot single, without a green room to sit back and pop Pringles. Take away the large crowd, break down a big stage. The boy, did you love him? What if you don't get paid? Will you minister, or will you fizzle out? The focus of our heart is what this song is really about. So we must die to flesh and let the spirit breathe, and analyze our raps and recognize we sowing seeds. Them seeds of life, we should be sowing Christ. We should be sowing the truth, whether or not we rocking ice. We should be sowing the word every time we get down. If I focus on fame,
we make the grip down.
Vision blurred, it's time we clear it up. We claim we preaching truth, but they ain't hearing us. It's war going on, but it's like we ain't racing. But we ain't focused, cause our attention in other places. We think it's all good, so dawg, let me speak on this. Your cousin on they way to hell, you act like you ain't seeing it. Your neighbor on they way to hell, but you ain't believing it. Somebody go and preach the truth, cause they ain't receiving it. This ain't one of them songs that make you feel good. Cause Jesus had to suffer hard on that real wood. He got his flesh ripped, he got his face beat, and he ain't take that so you could chill in your love seat. So get your lazy self up so you can preach the word. Your job, your school's in the hood, even the birds. Everybody to pray until they get a heart change. Only way that happens is if they hear the Savior reign.
Focus, we just kicking it. Yeah, that was The Messenger featuring Adelaide and C. Micah. We ain't focused. Man, we got to make sure we're focused, man. And I got Mr. and Mrs. Taylor with me right now, man. We kicking it. They actually was at my house not too long ago. Now they back in Cali. You know what I'm saying? We was talking a whole bunch, man. I learned a lot from them and their kids. But let's talk about how y'all got involved in ministry. Now, I know you guys were saying that you both kind of were doing music before. Like, let me ask Mrs. Taylor, what made you say, hey, man, I want to do music? You know what I'm saying? Even as a young child, what was there, like, influences growing up?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think I just came out the womb singing. I just always loved to sing. It's the only thing that really made me happy, you know. But when we got saved, for a little while, we put the mic down because we wanted to really learn about, you know, the Jesus we were talking about. We felt like we had to become born-again musicians.
Yeah.
Because in the world, you know, our focus was all about drawing attention to ourselves. And when we received Christ, we realized that, you know, we really needed to also become born-again musicians and put the mic down and just really get to know the Lord before we, you know, really went hard after, you know. So I just love to just praise and worship. I mean, it just, what could be more natural to a believer than singing praise and worship, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just for us, you know, it's just that God has molded us. You know, we are who we are. Before Christ, we were musicians, and with Christ, you know, still artists, but just a different message, more positive message, truth.
All right, what about you, Mr. Taylor, man? How did you, you know what I'm saying, you grew up, hip-hop was in your neighborhood, or, you know, what?
Yeah, you know, back during the time I was coming up, you know, we had the New York influence in Chicago. Chicago was real big with house music at the time, so there wasn't a lot of hip-hop that was coming out of the city of Chicago at that time. So we had the influence of New York and the influence of L.A. In the Midwest. And then I just made a decision, you know, because we knew people out on the West Coast to go out to the West Coast. And obviously, you know, I had my own desires of, you know, becoming a rap star. And, you know, I was a go-for-broke, and I was, you know, a go-for-broke musician. So, you know, the kind that, you know, literally sleep in cars and motels and knocking on record company doors, you know, all during the week, that's what I did. And so I had invested a lot of time into doing this, and I enjoyed doing what I did. But then when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, it was, you know, like my wife says, you know, we when we accepted Christ, really, I was trying to figure out if I could actually continue to do hip hop, because there weren't a whole lot of examples that were there at that time that was, you know, especially as a married couple, on going out and doing this as a ministry. So we really had to know for certain that this is what God was calling us to. But, you know, I had a love for music, and I still have a love for music. I just have it's in perspective to who I am in Christ now. So now music doesn't rule me. It's not my master. You know, I've learned to control it, and I've learned to allow how to hang on to it loosely so that I can continue to do it. And so, and that's why I'm still doing it. You know, man, I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I still feel good doing it. I still feel like I got a lot more in me to do. And, but you know, if the Lord took this from me, tomorrow, I would just go and do whatever the next thing is for the Lord.
Tight, man.
We're doing it because we believe we're called to do it, not because we're trying to prove anything to anybody or you know, trying to make things happen. As long as there's breath in our nostrils, we're going to continue to serve the Lord and what He's giving us to do. And we're going to do it, you know, as long as we can.
All right,
let me
ask you guys this. How would you guys describe your ministry? I mean, there's a lot of different ministries out there. How would you describe it, and what's the main thing you guys are trying to drive as people hear your music?
Well, you know, at some point years ago, but at some point years ago, we actually started looking at a lot of the music that we were writing, and it really wasn't as evangelistic as a lot of the other stuff that we were listening to. It was more about
almost like getting the believer to get up and do what God is telling them to do. Mm. Or, you know, shaking the foundation of the church a little bit and saying, wake up, let's get busy about the business of the Lord. Now, by default, because we're Christians and we're in Christ is saturated in the music, people are touched and people get saved because we're representing Christ. But I would say that our main thrust throughout the years has really been ministering to the church, which is kind of is an interesting thing. But we, instead of fighting it, we've become comfortable with that, in the sense that you know, we're staying in the lane that God has called us in. We work very well in that realm, going into churches and equipping the saints,
and encouraging and building up and edifying. Whenever we would look at the kind of lyrics that were coming out of our hearts, that's just what it was. You know, we just really believed that's our calling. Somebody once said to us, pour into others everything that you had to learn the hard way. Mm. And it's a real joy to be able to save someone else some time.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of life learned wisdom that we had to learn through pain. But, you know, we have that to be able to pour into others, to be able to run their race, and glorify God, you know, like now, you know, instead of making 10 years worth of mistakes. And so we just really believe that our calling, personally, is really more to equip and edify the church so that they can go out and get more believers. They might be the ones called to go into bars and preach the gospel there, but for us, we really believe that we're meant to lead people in worship, you know, lead them into the Holy of Holies, and you can't do that in a bar, you know. So that's our thing.
Yeah.
Worship is our thing.
Tight, man. We're going to go to another song that you guys got, man. And Mrs. Taylor, let's talk about this song, I Forgive You. Well, maybe I should ask Mr. Taylor. I don't know. You guys both got parts on this joint. So, actually, go ahead, Mrs. Taylor. Tell us a little bit about this track, I Forgive You.
We wrote this song really to deal with some deep-rooted issues that we had in our own lives. Even just to encourage ourselves to once and for all let go of some pain and unforgiveness and bitterness that we had towards, for me personally, my mother. I did grow up with two parents, but they were older parents that I struggled with my relationship with my mom because there was a generational and cultural gap between us. And she comes from an era of real unaffectionate Mexican mom that, you know, just that us. Culturally, they're not really ones to say I love you and say a lot of huggy kissy type stuff, and that hurt me as a young person, because I'm a vocal analyst. I need to hear in the tone of your voice that you love me, and it was just something that she could never really give me. And so I was really holding on to a lot of hurt and bitterness towards her, because it's hard to go through life knowing that your own mother cannot show you that kind of love. And I was saved for many, 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 many years before I actually began praying for my mother. If I'm going to be brutally honest, I heard the Lord telling me years and years and years ago, you need to forgive your mom. And I just couldn't do it, because as a mother, I just don't understand how it could be difficult for a mom to not be able to tell their daughter that they love them.
Yeah.
So we wrote this song to really kind of even get some freedom for ourselves. And it's amazing to me how many people can actually relate to that mom issue thing.
I had a dad issue where my dad wasn't involved in my life, and I, just like my wife, kind of went off in the realm of just holding a lot of bitterness and anger. And you know, as I was growing in the Lord wasn't letting me get away with not dealing with that. So he literally wrapped his arms around me and said, you know, you're going to have to let this pain go before it kills you. And let this anger go before it kills you. And so because God is our father, he's our daddy, I think he wants us to have that freedom and letting that go. And I tell you, once I was able to forgive my dad, the Lord actually restored our relationship, so that I was able to actually get to know him for the last 3 years of his life before the Lord took him. And so, if he would have passed without me being able to do that, then he would have died. I would have allowed him to die with a lot of power that would have left me stuck. Wow. And so that's for me, when we're doing the song, that's the point that I wanted to drive out is, man, just let it go, let God have it.
Mm. Right. And as I was saying before, when I finally did obey God and started to pray for my mother and trust Him in that, He began showing me some of the reasons why she is the way she is, and it helped me to have compassion for her, and that gave me freedom.
Yeah. Let's get into this song, Freedom, right now, or I Forgive You. See, this is what happens, though. They named the songs like this on purpose to confuse me. You know what I'm saying? She said freedom.
So you got to forgive so
to
you
have freedom. That's right. See, you know how we do it. Let's go on Yada the King Radio.
No matter what you did to me, I forgive ya. No matter what you said to me, I forgive ya. God forgave me, so I'ma forgive ya. Cause unforgiveness can kill ya. No matter what you did to me, I forgive ya. What you said to me, I forgive ya. God forgave me, so I'ma forgive ya. Cause unforgiveness can kill ya.
Daddy, it's true you left me stranded without your presence. As I recall, stumbling through my adolescence, wondering if you ever loved me, and if you did, whatever happened. Why do I feel rejected? It's this thinking that I'm trapped in. So I looked at all this hate that I was stacking. Didn't know where I could take it, so I was boxed in. You didn't leave me with anything to draw from until I got saved or just played the victim. But when the Holy Spirit hacked into my system, I knew I had to revisit this pain that was deep within. It became sin because I knew the word I couldn't just ignore and keep it bottled in. It was Jesus, not medicine. Not knocking doctors, but my healing didn't come from men. So when you see me and you wonder how I made it through, no victory without first me forgiving you. True story.
No matter what you did to me, I forgive ya. No matter what you said to me, I forgive ya. God forgave me, so I'ma forgive ya. Cause unforgiveness can kill ya. No matter what you did to me, I forgive ya. Said to me, I forgive ya.
I ain't gon' hold on to it.
God forgave me, so I'ma forgive ya. Cause unforgiveness can kill ya.
It would've been good to hear you say I love ya. Needed to hear it, never got a chance to. Now that I'm grown, I can't believe it still hurts. Time has moved on and now you're older. It still feels like it was yesterday. No affection made me go astray. Now I know that you couldn't give me what you didn't have. So I'm ready to show that the love of God is real.
So real, so real.
So real.
I'm living my life with no regrets.
That's right.
Asking God to help me with family mess.
No matter what it costs me, I'm passing this test. Not gonna be a victim, refuse to let it hold me
back. No matter what you did to me, I forgive
you. Don't let it hold you back.
No matter what you said to me, I forgive you. God forgave me, so I'ma forgive you. Cause unforgiveness can kill you.
I know now you didn't understand.
I forgive you.
You did to me, the blood of Christ is healing me. No matter what you said to me, the blood of Christ is healing me. I needed to forgive you so that I could have freedom. Freedom from the things that the flesh wants me to feed it. But the enemy was defeated. If you don't know, then read it. The word of God is pregnant with the truth of how he did it. And what that means for me is that I'm totally acquitted. Not like the man in Matthew chapter 18 that forfeited. It's freedom just to terrorize a man for money. See, it ain't funny when you can't go on until the flesh is satisfied. And in the process of it on the shoe that's full of pride. If you can see inside, you will see a man that tries to desperately hide that he's really about to capsize. But to forgive means to release, and to release brings peace. And that's the peace that passes all understanding. I forgive you.
No matter what you did to me, I forgive you. No matter what you said to me, I forgive you.
No matter what you did.
Yeah, Lord, I've been straight struggling with this thing. Perplexed, stressed out, disdain. I pull my arrow back, shoot prayer, miss aim. I just don't understand why I never see change. See, I read your book, then we get it in. Then I lift my hands and I let you in. Then I bring your blank spots, pray you fill it in. Lord, I know you hear me, but I still do it again. Feel like I'm drowning in the water, I need a rescue. But only you can do it, only what the best do. I'm feeling worthless, daddy, baby, like a test tube. I'm wondering for me, what's the next move? Should I pray more, or should I study hard?
Then I hear a voice, Holy Spirit, straight from God.
He said, I hear your prayer, but sometimes you pray amiss. You need to be specific, recognize this. I push the plate back, no meat, no fat. Cut the TV off, nothing distract. I gotta hear from you at all costs. Every dead thing in me, break it off. Renew my mindset. I wanna hear clear, crucify my flesh. With my every breath, I wanna please you. Submit my will, let yours ease through. And I ain't even gonna front and say it's easy. Cause right now my stomach's saying feed me. But I believe it, and I trust your word. Matthew 6 and 16, I trust in your word. And I won't let myself scrunch up my face to let the world know and fasting I'm great. Now I'd rather get intimate with you and let the still small voice just come through. Submission, I give you reverence. There is none like you, and there will never be.
Through affairs of this world, I couldn't see.
And I couldn't hear clear what you speak to me. As I consecrate, you break the deficiency. Then you get into me, as I get into you. Into my seat, Father, I thank you. You broke the chains off me as I drew back. From the flesh, you opened up with no lack. It was like a match in me, you lit a flame. Now everything up here, I see plain.
Seven days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community,
and most of all,
Radio.
Turn up.
Jesus. Yeah. Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Hi, looking for a new religion?
Yeah, I'm looking for something that adds more meaning to my life.
Well, you've come to the right place. Are you looking for a guru to follow or a philosophy?
Actually, I'm looking for a religion that fulfills the spiritual side of me.
This one is very popular with the Hollywood set.
Really?
And you know what authorities they are on religion.
No.
Ah, I see you are the discerning type.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a god that's worthy of your worship.
Wow, that's nice. So are you allowed to eat meat?
No.
Oh.
Ah. I know exactly what you're looking for. How's this one?
That's exactly what I'm looking for!
That's what I said.
This is a god I can trust! This god always has my best in mind!
Of course he does.
I'd feel comfortable worshipping this god. I bet he'd even die for me!
Don't think so.
No, that doesn't make sense, does it? I'll take it.
That'll be $30 for the frame and $10 for the mirror.
Who do you worship? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
That's right, man. Fast and pray. The homie C. Micah on Yacht of the King Radio. I got Mrs. and Mr. Taylor with me. I almost messed up their names again. I flipped them. But don't get it twisted. You guys know how we roll. Keep it kingdom, man. Hey, check this out, man. We're going to talk family, man. That's the topic of the day with you guys. And you guys actually came out, you guys said it kind of started out on an accident, but you got your the name of your company is The Family Business, you know what I'm saying? So
it kind of progressed into that. And, you know, our kids, they grew up.
Right. The kids grew up. They started doing music. One is doing the production, all this, that kind of stuff. The daughter is, like, making sure the table was set up right. And, I mean, you guys said she's going to be doing some music in the near future as well.
That's right.
Let's talk about family. How important, first of all, is it that ministers of the gospel train up their family in a way to follow what they're doing?
Yeah, that's a very, you know, well, for us, it was just what we knew to do. I remember early on when our kids were really little, every once in a while there was a plan about going. Us dragging them here and there. And one of the things that I used to say is, look, you guys are in ministry by default because this is what we do. So you guys come in, you know, if you like it or not. It was kind of like that. But then over time, you know, you want your kids to begin to have their own relationship with God, and you don't want them to be turned off by the gospel. So over time, we just allowed them to begin to figure out what they were good at, and then we tried to nurture that. We nurtured those things. You know, my daughter liked to draw, so we got a bunch of markers and colored pencils and paper. And, you know, she wanted to be able to draw on her wall, so we kind of did let her do some of that. You know, the twins, they...
got us some chocolate paint.
Now, our twin boys... They literally were, you know, the twins, so they had like this twin language thing going on that kind of delayed a little bit of their being able to speak clearly.
Wow.
And that happens because when you have more than one child at the same age, you're not able to really spend as much time with one, so they begin to create their own words. And so it was a little bit of a difficulty getting them, you know, to be able to speak well. But at the very area that they were struggling in was the very area that God is using them in right now. Mm. And so it's like, they struggle a little bit with some of their language, but boy, when they get that mic and they get behind there for the Lord, God just loosens their tongue. And they don't struggle with that as much anymore, but, you know, it was something that they had a passion to do. So we never really had to
tell them to do it. They just kind of grew up watching us serve God, and you know, you lead by example. We just did what we knew to do, and started off our ministry started off like as a marriage kind of a, you know, we were repping marriage, and then now it's kind of progressed into now we're repping family. So praise God, it was another thing we never really set out to do, but through the years they literally grew up watching us serve God, and they just picked up the mic on their own. We never really had to make them do nothing. They just got it in them to do. So praise God. We really enjoy watching them do their thing.
Right. Our oldest son, Garrett, he's 21 now, but when he was 13, I got into doing music production, and one day he came at the age of 13 and sat next to me and just started looking at what I was doing and said, you know, Dad, can I try this? And I said, yeah, go ahead. And I tell you what, a few months down the road, he surpassed me.
Passing people up.
in production. So I said, okay, this is obviously an area that he's gifted in. Let's nurture that. And now, some years down the road, I mean, he's one of the greatest producers that I know doing hip-hop music for the Lord. And so he produces a great deal of our music, and it's just good to have him on board with us.
So let me ask you this. Did you guys, it wasn't that you forced them into it. It's like, right. How would you say, like, it was some of their gifts, and you guys helped nurture those gifts.
I would say you just lead by example. They just do it because they saw us doing it, and so we would teach them everything that we knew. And like I said before, we pour into others everything you had to learn hard, even your own kids. So we would just teach them a little here, a little there. It really didn't feel like anything that happened. It just over time they just did what mom and dad were doing, and not even just in the music realm, I mean, just wanting to serve God. I would say that through the years, especially when we went full-time ministry and life got kind of tough, tight financially and all those things, I would say it's the trials that really strengthen their faith, because our kids have really grown up watching God really be God in our lives. They've seen the miracles, and they've seen the way we react to hard times. And I'm not saying we react to them always, you know, perfectly, but they've always seen us, you know, get on our knees and pray and praise our way through a trial and all those things that just real everyday life, I believe, is what's made their faith so strong. Because when you listen to their lyrics, it's usually them talking about something that maybe God delivered us from, or you know, they would see how God would show up, you know, just in the nick of time when we were just about to drown. Somebody would knock on our door and say, hey, God, put on my heart to bring you this. And I remember one time we had, like, no food in the house, and we had this one carton of egg, and every single egg had two yolks in it.
Yeah.
You know, miracles like that they grew up witnessing. And I really believe that it's through all those hard times where we really had to rely, and we still rely on God, but now it's just gotten a little easier because we've learned how to trust in God. But they just have seen God really be God in our lives, and that inspires them to really talk about the Lord and represent Christ in their own lives. They're operating like in the fullness of, those boys like Seth and Shem and even Garrett and Grace, even though she's not doing like anything on stage, they all really, and we praise God for that, they all really have their own genuine relationship with God, and I just really believe it's because they've seen how God has brought us through so many things, so many miracles.
Tight, man. Man, look, this is what we're gonna do, man. We got another song from you guys. The song is titled "I Rather Be." What's this song all about? What would you rather be?
Well, I'd rather be with the Lord. I'd rather be with you, Lord, is what we're communicating. We're saying, you know, ain't nobody like you, can't nobody do you. You know, let's get away from the fake. Let's get away from idolizing man or worshiping the things in this world, and let's get to really getting a connection to God, so that, you know, we can see what His perfect will is for our life. And so that's what we're saying, basically, is, Lord, I'd rather be with you. Even though the world is competing for our attention, we're saying, I'd rather be with you.
Like, when life is tough, Lord, I'd rather be with you. Or when your mom is just tripping, I'd rather be with you. If things are tough at school, I'd rather be with you. Or even if your kids are cranky today, Lord, I'd just rather be with you. I mean, just, I'd rather be with you, Lord.
All right, y'all know what we about to do. We're going to hop into that joint. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor on Yada the King. Ready? Let's go.
I'd rather be with you, 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 you. I'd rather be with you.
and you ain't the type to put me on hold, Lord. I'd rather be with you, Lord. Cause you patient when I doubt, and you don't need time to figure me out, huh? I'd rather be with you, you, you. Cause ain't nobody like you, even though they wanna be you, they gon' bow down when they see you. The train of your role fills the temple as you look past the wise in their own eyes to reach the simple. Cause you the king of all king, the owner of all bling, but flaunting it ain't your thing. I'm used to rapping, but you make me wanna sing. So worship is what I bring, and to you I wanna cling. I made a choice to follow you, so follow you I do. Even though the path is narrow, your word is true. I'm on a mission to fulfill the great commission, and as long as one'll listen, I'm down for any mission.
I'd rather be with you, ain't nobody like you, can't nobody do you.
I'd rather be with you.
I'd rather be with you. Ain't nobody like you. Can't nobody do you.
I'd rather be with you.
I'd rather be with you. I'd rather be with you, Lord. With you, Lord.
I'd rather be with you, Lord. Cause I'm tired of my own way. I know it only leads to death. I'd rather be with you, Lord. Cause you feel me when I'm empty and my body's there. I got nothing left. I'd rather be with you, Lord. You make a way out of no way. Obedience is your desire. Give me strength today. I hear your voice calling me and urging me to fall down.
Yeah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, I can tell that I'm stung. He chose the foolish of the world to make the wise look dumb. But the way that he does it ain't the way that we would. He got the fame plus the bitches, but he ain't Hollywood. I'd rather be with you, cause no one knows me better. You protect me from the predators and stalk me up ahead of ya. You give me wisdom for the counterfeit peddlers to push another gospel, false prophets and apostles.
I'd rather be with you. Ain't nobody like you, can't nobody do you.
I'd rather be with you, Lord.
I'd rather be with you. I'd rather be with you. Ain't nobody like you. Can't nobody do you.
I'd rather be with you.
I'd rather be with you. I'd rather be with you.
I'd rather be with you.
I'd rather be with you.
You're my strong tower.
I'd rather be with you.
Yeah.
Lord.
You're my comforter, Lord.
I'd rather be with you. You, you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell me, do not love the world, nor the things in it. The lames giving shame to your name, ain't with it. It's on seeking to medicate your mind, to dedicate your time to whatever they may rhyme. You seek, you will find, what you need is the fam. The evil and sad has these people so blind. They flee from the fam, we reach for the fam. Don't let this world deceive you, please be advised. So why the world keep coasting, coasting? Highway to hell and they boasting, boasting. We gotta tell them to get open, no hell. Pass on the faith and love, we gotta go in. We get it, but out of it and we love it. We go public, steady fishing in the trenches, not above it. Blood is pumping with love, it's overcoming the corruption in our hearts to say forget it, they don't need it, don't discuss it. So we love the thugs, the dealers, the killers, and we hate the drugs, the murder, the stealing, and we pray that God will show them the realest. It's love, it's hate, but grace will feel it. It's love, hate, it's love, hate, it's love, hate. There's no time to waste, cause it's love, hate, it's love, hate, it's love, hate. It's not up for debate. See, there's the James 4-4, you should not be a friend of the world system, he is not pleased. Do you hear me clearly? Do you copy? My God be opposed to those who high and lofty in they own eyes, but God is so wise, he goes to die and then rise for those guys. Yeah, that's
that John 3:16. Motivation to go and say that this king saves ya, grace made ya, big leagues. Don't muddy up the picture that is pristine. We discuss the better world while the prince of the air. Those pool parties in a pit of despair, yeah. And that's why we turn away from, away from the world's temptations. We don't play dumb, play dumb. Wise to the schemes of Satan, Satan. But still pray to reach our nation, nation. Love the thugs, the dealers, the killers. And we hate the drugs, the murder, the stealing. And we pray to God we'll show them the realest. It's love, it's hate, but grace will feel it. It's love, hate, it's love, hate, it's love, hate. There's no time to waste, cause it's love, hate, it's love, hate, it's love, hate. It's not up for debate. Yeah, we gotta find a balance. Show love to the murderer, but still hate the violence. Now it's a fight to be walking pure. So we despise adultery, but forgive the adulterer. Yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds. Please believe me, I be steaming when they putting Jesus down. Had a bounce, had my 9-to-5 unnerved. Using the name of my Lord and Savior as a cuss word. Absurd. And my anger was directed straight at him. Then through conviction, I switched it and prayed for compassion. Hey, just speak louder when perform for the Lord's glory. How's it gonna read when the world look at your story? This is a better hate, the kind that make you separate from the sin up in the world and show love when you tell them great news. Back to God who is bruised for they wicked ways. Rose from the grave, bounce back, ricochet. Love the thugs, the dealers, the killers. And we hate the drugs, the murder, the stealing. And we pray to God we'll show them the realest. It's love, it's hate, but grace will feel it. It's love, hate, it's love, hate, it's love, hate. There's no time to waste, cause it's love, hate, it's love, hate, it's love, hate. It's not up for debate. Don't be love, the dogs, the dealers, the
Dylan Chase. Love, hate, man. Check that song out, man. Listen to what he's talking about. We just had him on, man. He's actually a real, I mean, even though he sounded like a serious rapper, he was a real funny dude, man. So that's really what's up. I got Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. They got some stories too, man. You guys, I mean, first of all, let's talk about this. Y'all been on tour for 4 months straight, you know what I'm saying, in a van.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I need some stories for the people that are listening. Like, tell us what went down.
Wow. You know,
where do we begin? Well, there's too many to tell.
You know, we usually don't go out on tour with a lot of pomp and circumstance. We really try to keep this thing going in a way where we can go to some places where a lot of people are not going. We're trying to not do hit and run evangelism so that, you know, when we're ministering, we're caring about the whole person. And we want to make disciples. We not just want to see people get converted, but in the whole realm of traveling across the country and the world, my goodness, yes, you do acquire quite a few stories over time, especially with kids and just, you know, traveling and seeing each other all day, every day. You know, it's
teenagers too. See, this is why the Lord said He uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. You know how foolish you got to be to want to get in a van with four or three teenagers and 21-year-old.
Wow,
that's pretty foolish.
So we started in Tucson, Arizona, and then we went into Texas. And one thing that we dodged a whole bunch of tornadoes and hurricanes and floods and my goodness, earthquakes. You know, every place that we go, it was either just coming or just leaving.
Wow.
And so there was a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
It was really hot.
We had some great times, yeah.
We had a great time. A lot of kinds of stories. I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around any one particular story, but and what can I say? You know, it just going out with your family, we've all grown a lot. Every time we come home, we have a lot more to talk about, a lot more faith because we've seen God, you know, kind of keep it going.
Right.
A lot of trials too at the same time, you know? I mean, it's like this constant ring of fire that goes on around us as we're trying to minister, because, you know, the enemy's not trying to make it easy on us, but we're aware of that. We know we're waging war, and we know that if there's one thing the devil does not want us to represent is marriage and family and all that stuff. So we're always battling something going on, but, you know, we've learned to keep our head up and stay focused on what the mission is, and the mission is to, you know, glorify God and to get people saved. And I would say one of the things that I remember the most about this trip, and it wasn't really like a funny, happy story, but we ministered in front of an abortion clinic that used to be a church.
Yeah.
In New Orleans. It was a church building, still looked like a church, had a church steeple and all that, and it didn't really advertise that it was an abortion clinic, but it was, and it still looked like a church. And I kept wondering to myself, had the pastors who closed their doors to that church when they threw in the towel, had they known what that church would become?
Wow.
You know, I wonder if they would have kept running the race. And I know a lot of us sometimes get discouraged by numbers. If there's only 10 people in your church, you think you know, might as well just throw in the towel or whatever. But that really broke my heart to see God's building being used for something like that. And,
yeah.
Man, so I'm going to ask you guys this, man. You guys been in ministry for 18 years. What advice, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to use this as closing words. What's some last words you want to give to artists out there that are saying, hey, man, I feel like I'm called to do this? What are some things you would like to share with them?
I would say if you feel like you're called to music ministry, don't even try it. If your motives are going to be anything other than you believe you're obeying a call to music ministry and for the sole purpose of building the kingdom and glorifying God, because you really wouldn't survive one day of the warfare if you're in it for any reason than that. You really wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would even go as far as saying that we've always drawn a distinction between Christian artists and a music ministry. It's good that you be honest with yourself about what it is your true intentions are, because God knows, you know, He knows everything that's going on. He knows why you're doing what you're doing. And we've, of course, known a lot of people who have started off looking like they were, that we were part of the same team, and then they went off on some different stuff because their motive wasn't right from the very beginning. And, of course, you know, you can fool some people some of the times and other people all the time, but you can never fool God. Mm. And everything will at some point come to the surface. And so it's better to take care of things privately with God, because if you don't, then He'll make you a public spectacle in some cases.
Mm.
And then it becomes very embarrassing to the whole body, you know, when things aren't going right. So as my wife is saying, you know, it's like, you know, just be honest and be sober-minded about, you know, what your intentions are, and then let the Lord lead you, and He will open doors. You know, the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you. You don't have to, you know.
But He never said it would be easy. And I think a lot of people expect this glamour life, and they want to, I just want a big old church, and I want to be a pastor, and I want to be a music minister, and they don't understand that this is the real world we're living in, and a lot of times it's just pure pain. But, you know, there's a lot of joy. I'm not saying there's not, praise God for, we enjoy a ton of favor, but it's a constant battle of trying to stay focused on why it is you're doing this. Because the enemy's not going to try to make it easy on you, especially when you're on the front lines. And,
yeah,
and it gets easier as you learn to trust the Lord and you understand your enemy, and then you're able to battle through things. But He never said it would be easy, but He did say He'd give us strength for each day, and He does.
That's right.
No, that's good stuff, man. And just in case somebody's listening and they're like, man, how can I find out more about Mr. and Mrs. Taylor? Where can they go to find out about you guys?
Well, you can. There's a plethora of information on us online. Obviously, if you put a search in for Mista, that's MISTA, and Mrs. Taylor, we do have a website called The Family Business. That's THAFamilyBusiness.com, And on there, you know, we have our bios, some pictures, and some information about the ministry. We also have a music store on there. You can, you know, you can get our music on iTunes and all of that. You know, we're pretty reachable through all the social networks. And you know, we love to talk, love to, you know, connect with the people out there who enjoy the music and the ministry. And so those are some ways that you can get in contact with us.
Tight, man. So we had a great time having you guys on with us at Yada the King Radio. And man, anytime y'all come in the area, you know we gonna link up.
Amen. That's great. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again soon.
All right, man. God bless you guys. You guys have a wonderful night.
And tell your wife I said hey.
David. Club David. Club David. Club David.
We
Club
David.
Suicidal, many idols have me idol. Devil checking on my vitals. Want me psycho, so I psycho them with psycho for the King of Kings. Bring them to the front, lift them up. How your entire crew city state will be amused by the one who removes and told Death keep it moving. He oozing with love. Thug your blood, cut us others equal. Everybody, yaddy, yaddy, yay. All fell short. Gary Coleman, R.I.P. R.I.P. Oh, life, oh, sight, oh, God, oh, my. How I love you, none above you. I give you all my praise. Amazing grace, amazing race. No one in my name. I stand in faith, I stand in praise. I'm dressed up, I'm seeing a light of day. I'm awake, la-di-da-di-day. We're already won, no gun, unless the word of God is gone. I guess it is fire on the devil, rebel to this world. Yes, I is, they ain't even real. Mr. PMG's a Dr. Pepper, rep him till I D-I-E. OMG, no logo, OPP, G-O-D-B, owning me. Rolling three, Trinity, no matrix, I'm gonna make it. Marvin Sapp, white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, all amazing. God's creation, God.
Say that I ain't wanna miss a church on that corner. From Philly to California, where the real preachers at. I came from Antioch
took a cruise through Epiphany, said hello to Creflo. Never been to Potter's house, that storefront on Crenshaw. I kept my Timbs on before I could sing songs. They wanted them out, heard through the grapevine. I was moving through state lines, praying that Jay Fine. Felt like I was on the run, looking for love. No, we was looking for leadership, so why they flee the kid? I was almost like one. They said that I've been gone too long. Ain't gon' front like I was strong. No, homie, I've been down, I've been weak. Felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land 7 days of the week. Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know if healing is still there? I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there. Does anybody know?
I'm a hypocrite, narcissist, porn addict, you get the pick. Yeah, some of y'all know me. Few of them same dudes in them t-shirts, exposing the fact that we hurt, forcing me to dig deep. Drawn from my well, heart condition like wells. Know how is my walk well? Something like a hurricane. IVs like Braille, feel my words like Braille. My diary's like hell, you can't escape on a train. Thought about suicide, wasn't I ain't wanna live. Nah, I just ain't wanna live in the world so cold. If this is my cross, thank God that I'm not lost. Lord knows that the kid is weak, I couldn't do this on my own. They said that I've been gone too long. Ain't gon' front like I was strong. No, homie, I've been down, I've been weak. Felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land 7 days of the week. Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know if healing is still there? I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there. They said that I've been gone too long. Ain't gon' front like I was strong. No, homie, I've been down, I've been weak. Felt I was in the zone, all alone on that road, looking for my promised land 7 days of the week. Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know how a person can get there? Does anybody know if healing is still there? I think I just need to know from somebody that lives there. Does anybody know?
Yeah. Does anybody know Jafire Life, man? And I'm going to get on this topic, the topic of the day. And I think it's very important that we understand the importance of our family, man. I was thinking the other day, man, how sometimes we don't even take the time to really minister to people in our family. We'll invite them to church, you know, say, hey man, come through to the church, but when they're really dealing with stuff, we don't want to go and, you know, chop it up with them, man. And I think it's very important that we understand that first God has called us to go to our families. As ministers of the gospel, it seems like a lot of times our families are the last ones to be we kind of sacrifice them for the ministry. But in the word of God, it clearly tells us that our family is more important than the ministry. If we can't take control of our family, if we can't raise our families in the way that God wants us to raise them, then we are not doing what God has called us to do. We're failing as ministers if we are not leading our family in Christ, man. I think that if you could just put an exclamation mark on that and say, if you're not leading your families in the right direction, you're failing. Like, I mean, a lot of people would stop doing ministry because their mindset is totally different. Like, they look at, okay, I got a big church. I got, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people coming. We got the most successful. The tithes is coming in. This is my job as well. So, man, I'm doing a good job. But God's going to look at you and say, what about your own family? You know, and that's why we hear of PKs. Really what PKs, the ones that act out, are trying to do is get your attention. I don't think it's rocket science to why preachers' kids act out. It's because they feel a lack of attention. You know what I'm saying? And I'm making it a point to put my family first, to put my kids first, man. And my wife, you know, even the desire she has, you know, my ministry shouldn't be bigger than her ministry. It shouldn't cloud my mind more than it cloud. I mean, I might think about it more than I think about her ministry, but when it comes to us talking about it, I shouldn't say, well, my ministry is greater than yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, my job is to lead my wife and my kids, first of all, into a relationship with Christ, but then also into the ministry or the calling that God has placed on their life. If I don't do that, I'm failing, man. And we gotta really do this, man. We gotta get a magnifying glass sometimes, because some of us are so blind. That's why they, you know, glasses is really magnifying glasses. You know what I'm saying? It'll help some see. I mean, that's really what glasses are for. If you put on glasses and you don't need them, you're not gonna be able to see because it's like too close or it's too far. But we gotta look at ourselves like we got a magnifying glass on and say, man, am I doing what God really called me to do? Am I shepherding my family like God wants me to shepherd my family? And I think as we do this, as we look at ourselves and say, man, let me make sure I'm doing what I need to do. Does my kids see me praying? Does my kids see me reading my Bible? Do they hear me reading my Bible? Do they see? What does your family see? Because what they see you do is actually going to carry more impact than the things that you say to do. If you tell them to pray but you're not praying, then I think that's a humongous problem. Because like I said before, more people learn today by visual than they do by listening. And most of our kids, they learn by visual. That's why if you walk a certain way, you turn around and see your kids. They're walking a certain way. Oh, you like, oh, man, that's tight. You know what I'm saying? I look at my kids, I'd be like, man, that's some of me right there, you know. And I just want to make sure I'm doing a good job, man. And I think that what Mr. and Mrs. Taylor were doing, where they included the whole family, I mean, I got to see it and I was like, man, that's wonderful, man. Even if my kids are not doing music, like, we should be able to be linked up so close where we're stirring each other's gifts up. We're saying, man, come on, you can do it. And that's really what it's all about, man. And I encourage you all, put your family first, man. God first, then family. And if we are in those areas, man, we're going to see God push us to new levels of success. And I'm not always talking money, you know what I'm saying, but spiritual success is when you're obedient to God. And that's really what it's all about. This is your boy, Don Christian, man. If you ever have a topic, and I keep putting this out there, man, I know some of y'all listening to me, and I want you to call me today. You dig? Call me today, 425-243-4285. Let's talk about a topic you got going. We're going to get in on it, chop it up, see what God's word has to say about that. And, you know, anything else is uncivilized, man. I'm the warrior, Don Christian. I'm out of here, y'all. Keep it Christ.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on GospelNW.com. This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business,
playing your favorite artist's music
with topics addressing the issues of life. That's right. So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.
Yada Da Radio.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV
AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unie-T.